At the Farm Progress Show, I am visiting with Ingy Dannenberg with Bayer Crop Science. And first of all, tell me a little bit about the type of work that you do for Bayer.
I am responsible for commercial operations, which encompasses the sales organization, the key account management group, and the operational support folks like customer service, etc.
Well, thank you for having the Ag Media here into an air-conditioned tent for lunch. We really appreciate that. You made some remarks here, and you know, kind of on the topic here is next generation of agriculture. What do you mean by that, first of all?
Well, looking at what will be the face of agriculture from a industry employee's perspective, the farmer, where is the next talent pool coming from to deliver the innovation that we need to continue to feed this hungry planet?
So looking at that, how or what is Bayer doing in terms of helping prepare these next generation of folks?
So one thing that we're doing is called Making Science Make Sense. It's a program where Bayer volunteers from all different parts of Bayer go out to elementary schools and engage young kids into science by doing hands-on, fun experiments to hopefully incite a bit of passion in them and an interest in continuing on to look at science in their future.
How important would you describe that in your terms, from your perspective, in today's world where we have what seems like a lot of real significant misunderstandings about agriculture in particular and where people's food comes from?
Oh, absolutely. There are a number of areas where knowing science and understanding science of our population is very critical to all of us. One is obvious in the area of innovation and technology. We can't do what we need to do unless we have folks coming up through the ranks that can provide us that innovation. The other is understanding the importance and value that that innovation brings and allowing that innovation to be brought forth. So, for example, making sure our future legislators and our future business people understand what it is that agriculture is delivering and what modern agriculture is all about. And then at the end of the day, for all of those that influence our industry to understand what it is that we do, such that we can continue to deliver a safe, healthy food supply for the future.
We've already got out here on day one of this show a lot of young people walking around. So these are some of the people we're kind of talking about here. When they come into your exhibit here, I think I saw some kind of like fun stuff that you've got for kids, which hopefully might help them be a little more open or interested.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Kids are very hands-on in their learning. We also find through research that we've done that particularly young girls lose their interest in science between the ages of about 9 to 13, and a lot of that is about how they learn. And one area in which they tend to learn at that age is through hands-on exposure. So the idea of making science make sense, go to a classroom, hopefully will spark some interest to those kids that like to learn and really understand what science is about from more of a hands-on perspective.
What else did you want us here, Ag Media, to kind of come away from your event knowing about what you're doing with Bayer?
One of the most important things is the fact that we are truly promoting agriculture and the industry overall, such that we can continue to attract talent to keep this industry in good hands into the future.
Yeah, I think we're seeing more and more efforts to do that today. And how would you describe the opportunities that are out there? Because there are some people who kind of thought that agriculture is, you know, not this innovative, technology-driven business that it really is.
Absolutely. One area that we're looking to pull from is kids that are, I guess, young adults, not kids, that are just getting out of an MBA program. We're reaching out to universities with a commercial excellence program and talking to kids not in agriculture specifically, it can be in any industry, about the opportunities at Bayer and what we do at Bayer Crop Science. Bringing them into a two-year program where they have an opportunity to rotate into other areas in the commercial side of the business and potentially internationally as well, so that we can attract that talent from them seeing firsthand what a great industry it is and what the opportunities are. We are actually seeing and personally recruiting folks from and interest from other industries because of the strength of agriculture today. And that strength should continue when you take a look at the job we have ahead everyone needs to eat.
Well, I didn't just graduate, and I certainly don't even have an MBA, but and I'm probably just too old at this point, but sounds like a wonderful program that you've got there to kind of, I guess, train even your own leaders of tomorrow.
Absolutely. And we are reaching out through our employees to their alma maters to speak to the schools about this opportunity so that we can create an awareness. The biggest challenge I think that agriculture has today of attracting talent and seeing it as an innovative industry is lack of awareness. So part of our job, we feel at Bayer, is to make sure that we communicate as much as possible the opportunities within agriculture and promote it throughout, whether it's universities or schools or the marketplace in general.
I would agree. I think it's just as much the most exciting time as agriculture as it has been throughout my whole career, to be honest with you. Thank you very much, Angie, for talking with me here. We've been visiting at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.